Welcome to November and a new month of commercial-free headlines from CNN Student News. Coming to you from the CNN Newsroom here in Atlanta, Georgia, I'm Carl Azuz. We're going to start with an ending. After 7 months, the NATO mission in Libya is officially over. NATO stands for the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. 28 countries are members of NATO. And when NATO takes on a mission like it did in Libya, the operation is carried out by military forces from some of its member nations. In this case, that meant countries like the United States and France flying airstrikes over Libya. Part of the NATO mission was to protect Libya's civilians during its civil war. NATO's Secretary General went to Libya on Monday. You see him here getting off the plane. He announced the formal end of the mission. Now, Libya's new leaders said they thought that was a mistake. One official said he expected NATO to suspend its mission in Libya, but not cancel it completely. The U.S. Defense Department says it plans to keep monitoring Libya from the sky, at least for a little while. Yesterday, we saw another milestone that we talked about last week. The world's population passed 7 billion. A lot of countries made claims, but this little lady was the first to make an official announcement as the world's 7 billionth baby. She was born in the Philippines just before midnight on Sunday. Some experts are concerned about population growth, as you might imagine. They're concerned about whether or not there will be enough resources for everybody, talking about things like food and water. United Nations officials say the world can overcome these challenges as long as people take steps to deal with them. Might be hard to wrap your head around just how large 7 billion is. It took the world around 12 years to go from 6 billion people to 7 billion. But if you were counting from 6 billion to 7 billion, it would take you more than 30 years to do it. If you stood on the equator and took 7 billion steps, you would walk around the world more than 100 times. And 7 billion seconds ago, the year was 1789. You might have been out celebrating Halloween last night. Some cities in the northeastern U.S. asked people actually to hold off on trick-or-treating. They're still recovering from this massive snowstorm that hit the region over the weekend. The power was still out for more than a million people yesterday afternoon. Crews are making progress in getting things back on, but all of that's going slowly. Watch the bushes in this time-lapse video that one iReporter shot. The snow comes down, it collects on the bushes, especially on the leaves, and it just weighs them down so much you can see them bending all the way to the ground. One of the states that got hit the hardest by this weekend storm was Connecticut, in Hartford, the capital. A lot of travelers got stranded inside the airport, but other people got stranded on a plane. And what happened might have broken a rule that the government put into place last year. Susan Candiotti fills us in on the details.
23 planes were diverted to Hartford, according to JetBlue, which says six of the planes were theirs, stranding passengers on the tarmac for 8 and 9 hours. No food, water, bathrooms unusable. Passengers did have cell phones and unleashed their fury.
They're filled. They're totally filled. Nobody can go in them anymore. You just have to hold it.
Hours going in and out. Bathrooms are locked. People are quite upset.
A Department of Transportation rule enacted last year, called the Airline Passengers Bill of Rights, was supposed to prevent situations like this. Among the requirements, food, water, and a clean bathroom within 2 hours of being stuck, and the right to get off a stranded plane after 3 hours. In a statement, JetBlue apologized and says power outages at the airport made correcting problems difficult. The changes came after a February 2007 incident. Passengers were stuck on a JetBlue flight at JFK for 8 hours.
There was no power, and it was hot. There was no air. They kept having to open the actual plane doors so we could breathe comfortably.
And now it appears history is repeating itself.
It is absolutely unacceptable that the airlines and the airport did not manage to get these passengers off the plane.
Kate Hanna, I fought for the Bill of Rights after being stuck on a plane herself 5 years ago. She now runs a website that advocates for passengers and says the airlines needed to cancel flights sooner.
The flying public has overwhelmingly said they would rather have their flight canceled or be stuck inside an airport than they would like to be stuck inside an airplane.
An airport spokesman did not respond to CNN's call seeking comment. The DOT's new regulation doesn't apply to airports.
Hopefully we can get airports added to the rule, because this is a real I knew when I talked to operations last night, I knew that they were scrambling.
The DOT says its passenger protection rule has virtually eliminated all delays of 3 hours or more. A spokeswoman says no airline has been fined since the new rule came out, but because of what happened this weekend in Connecticut, the DOT has just opened a new investigation. Susan Candiotti, CNN, New York.
Today's shout-out goes out to Mr. DeWerf's social studies classes at Frankfort Community High School in West Frankfort, Illinois. You're looking at the island of Hispaniola, which includes the Dominican Republic and what other nation? You know what to do. Is it Grenada, Martinique, Barbados, or Haiti? You got 3 seconds? Go. The Dominican Republic covers two-thirds of Hispaniola, and Haiti takes up the rest. That's your answer, and that's your shout-out.
That's where Patrice Millet is from, and it's where he runs the Foundation of Our Lady of Perpetual Help. The work he's done with this program is why Millet is one of this year's top 10 CNN heroes. You can learn about more of this year's top 10 and vote for the Hero of the Year at CNNStudentNews.com. Now, here's Patrice's story.
In Haiti, every day of your life, you are seeing poor kids. When the earthquake came, it became harder. There is no water, no electricity.
You have to fight for everything. In 2006, the doctor told me that I had a cancer and it was not curable.
I wanted to do something good for my country, for the kids. My name is Patrice Millet, and I do education through soccer with Haitian kids. In soccer, you have everything in life. You need to give, you need to receive, you need team spirit, discipline, sportsmanship. This is the way you win in life. Whatever I can do, I help some of the kids. I pay the school for them.
We also have the food program. They can eat for 2 days. This is a lot for them.
I enjoy so much to teach them, to learn from them, to see the joy in the face of a kid. You know, that makes me happy.
You guys are pretty split over whether animals should be protected under the 13th Amendment. Leah says PETA has a point in its lawsuit against SeaWorld. There's nothing in the Constitution that says you have to be a human being to be protected. Ganit writes, everyone in the U.S. deserves their rights, no matter what or who they are. Nick doesn't think the amendment applies to animals, but he does think it's wrong to keep animals captive. Kirsten asks if PETA is going to tell every person they can no longer have pets because they are enslaving them or holding them captive. PETA is trying to help animals, but Kirsten says sometimes they go too far. And for Kale, when my dog comes up to me and gives me a Declaration of Independence written and signed in perfect English along with a constitution signed by all his canine buddies, then I'll think about animals having the same rights as humans. What a comment from Kale. Although Kale might change his mind when he sees what the dogs in today's Before We Go segment have been put through. This is not the canine unit. It's a canine costume. This guy is too chicken to tell his owner he hates his outfit. You've got firefighters and whatever this guy's supposed to be. This furry friend is willing to wear a cape, but don't try anything else. He has his owner on a short leash. Look, it's a bird. It's a plane. Super dog. Two possible explanations for this here. Either Halloween has gone to the dogs, or these poor pooches were forced to be part of their owner's pet projects. If you think our puns are more trick than treat, maybe you can get that police dog to arrest us for cruel and unusual punishment. Woo! Otherwise, we'll see you right back here tomorrow, we hope, for more CNN Student News.
Boop, boop,